Welcome everyone to episode 5 of the show. I'm your host again, Kendrick, and today we are going to talk about something every student has struggled with at some point in their life, and that's exams. You might also know them as tests, homeworks, quizzes. Eventually, any piece of work you cover in a course or in a class will come back at you, surprisingly, as either a test or an exam or a pop quiz class. And today, I'm going to be sharing with you a tool I used to get through a bunch of those exams because, let's face it, remembering everything that you learn or that you read for the first time is extremely difficult. So I definitely recommend using this method if you do struggle with reading or have problems with remembering a large amount of information. So the tool I used throughout my undergrad and college and a bunch of my science courses to help me get some fairly decent grades and even a few A's is Anki. Now, if you don't know what Anki is, it's basically a virtual flashcard app or program if you're using on a computer, and it throws a bunch of flashcards at you and you have to try and remember it. Now, the thing that distinguishes this program from, say, Quizlet is that it's a program that you can download on your computer and you're able to make flashcards using a totally different method. Now, when I first started out on Anki, I was extremely confused. I mean, I only heard about the program from a bunch of amazing YouTubers like Med School Insiders, or Thomas Frank, or Ali Abdal. Like, they would talk about this program and say how much it's useful for brute memorization. So in a way, I thought of it as kind of, in a sense, gamifying the process of studying for your exams. Because what better way to make studying more interesting than to gamify the process? So one thing I definitely did struggle with when I first started using Anki was, in a sense, getting started. Because I was so used to using Quizlet throughout most of my life. During middle school and throughout most of high school, a lot of my friends would upload their decks on Quizlet and they would share it with our class and we would all just study from that one Quizlet deck. And don't get me wrong, Quizlet is a great program too because they recently released some gamified aspects or games to their own application, but I have to say that Anki really does stand out there in terms of creating this form of virtual memory bank for you, because if you think about it, your brain is like a machine. It's a program that once you are given a piece of information, it interprets that in a bunch of different ways based on your worldview or how you grew up. And if you are given information that you need to mechanically spit out, it's important to have a great system for that. That's why I believe Anki is a great way to keep track of all those small bits and facts and of information that you just need to brute memorize. So when I first started out with Anki, like I said, it was confusing, but you eventually get used to it when you first create your first deck. I actually made the mistake and made a bit too much decks, and that's not a good thing, but some people do it. I mean, so even some medical students do it too, so it's kind of okay. So you're able to make, in my opinion, you're able to make decks a lot faster with Anki. You can do image, you can insert your images on it, and a bunch of people created add-ons on the Anki website that you can just easily download. I remember I had this cute images app add-on that displayed a cute picture of a puppy every time I got a flashcard correct. And I thought that was a good incentive to start remembering the information I'm studying. Another thing that you can do on Anki is you can even record your voice. Basically everything that Quizlet can do, but just missing that those extra games that Quizlet can do. And also it's in a sense free, because I know to upload images on Quizlet that does require a premium account, which kind of sucks. For me personally, when I finally got Anki down and started using it for my classes like anatomy or organic chemistry or even to learn a language, that's when I decided to kind of download the app. So if you decide that Anki is for you and you see it actually working for you, I would highly recommend downloading the app on your phone or your iPad to take this thing on the go, because it really is a great tool to keep your mind active, or say you don't have your laptop on you at the time. It's a great way to easily get some flashcards done. Say you're waiting in line at Starbucks, or if you're waiting in line at the cafeteria for your food, or if you're at the DMV, you know, it's a great way to stay productive. Or I actually use Anki a lot when I'm on the plane, and I actually get through a bunch of cards, but I get really sleepy because this program really does challenge your brain. So in a sense, gamifying the process of study. It's challenging, because for each flashcard, you're testing yourself and you're actually given feedback pretty fast. So if you're given a question on a flashcard and you don't remember it, you would press a button that would let that flashcard appear later on in probably about 1 minute since your last review. And if you get a flashcard down, you'll see it again, and if you get it down a second time, you won't see that flashcard again until the following day. That's how Anki works. It's spaced repetition. It challenges your memory to be able to remember certain facts over a longer period of time. It's a difference between memorizing something for a short term just to take a test, or to study for something long term, as in you want to remember this for probably your entire life. And that's kind of the thing that we want to do with just about any skill we learn. We want to be able to remember it so we can use it again, or so that we can use that knowledge and apply it to other areas in our life. That's one of the best parts about Anki. I used the program a lot to memorize a bunch of drug brands and generics in graduate school, and I gotta say that my toughest issue right now is memorizing drug pearls, because there is just so much. So another thing I like to do with Anki currently is I would create mnemonics or create a story out of the pearls that are kind of, in a sense, funny or interesting. I just put it on the back side of the flashcard, and it really has changed my memorization game. I've been able to memorize a large number of flashcards, so I would definitely recommend that method if you are struggling with memorizing on the app. The best part of Anki is also that it's not really something that you're kind of forced to do. You're just able to do it on your own time, and if you don't study for a longer period of time, if you're able to recall that information or the answer to that flashcard over a longer period of time, the reward is even greater, because the next time you would see that card is probably a month away or 2 months away, depending on the last time you reviewed it. So in a sense, think of your brain as this character, or you're the character and you want to have very strong brain power so you can ace all your exams, ace all your tests, do well at your job, remember names, Actually, no, you can't really use it to remember names unless you're really good at typing people's names that fast and creating mnemonics. Actually, for that process, you would need your brain. That sounds like a challenge for the brain. Creating ways to remember people's names instantly in your brain. I used to listen to this guy, Jim Quick. He's a great speaker, teaches a lot of people. He actually has his own podcast. He teaches a lot of brain tricks, and he says our mind is basically limitless. And the only limitations we have are the things that we program our mind with, the things we constantly tell our mind. So I challenge you today to definitely forget all your limitations. Forget what you know about the brain, because the brain is honestly an amazing part of being human. It's just hard to believe what we could possibly do if we didn't even have our brains. It's unfathomable, honestly. So I hope you guys download Anki. It's definitely a good weapon in your skill set to challenge your academic journey or your professional challenges in your journey. I think I used Anki to prepare for an interview once, to prepare for some questions. I usually create questions in there to, like, questions I would expect people to ask me about my job, and I would try and recall that answer quickly. Of course, no method is completely perfect. This is just what I have been using that I believe has been working for me. It may not work for you, but you know, if you at least give it a try, you'll never know. And of course, it's also great to keep yourself accountable. Try and make sure that you're getting as much flashcards done, because eventually those reviews start to stack up over time as you don't do them. I like to see the zero pop up on my number of reviews or new cards, because that means I'm retaining that memory. And when you retain your memories or the flashcards you make, it truly is an amazing feeling. It's like when you acquire a new ability or a new skill or a new upgrade in a video game. You're learning a bunch of new topics that you just need to brute memorize, or that you just need to just study instantly for this exam, but you want to kind of keep it in your head for the long term. I'll admit, I have also used Anki to cram for exams in graduate school, but which is actually pretty effective, but you have to be able to cope with stress, your stress levels at those time periods, because it really is a lot of information sometimes to memorize. But I recommend not to do that. Make sure you space out your reviews so that you get the most out of Anki. So let's level up together, guys. Let's get our flashcards done. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode of season one. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a good review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening to this to. I will see you guys in the next episode. Peace. And stay awesome.